Yeah, they came for Trump. They came for Charlie Kirk. I'm telling you, I'm going to be next.
Maybe stop doing public appearances then. Maybe no live shows.
No more gangbangs.
Oh, yeah, because you don't know who you're inviting into them.
True. Right. Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. We are also 35th most popular comedy interview podcast in Saudi Arabia.
Are you doing the Riyadh Comedy Festival?
No, I was invited, actually, but...
Only the top 30.
Yeah, if you want to invite me, Saudis, I'll go. I would definitely get stoned to death if I went to Saudi Arabia,
Would you do it? Because there's a lot of morals and ethics around
it. I wouldn't do it. I think people think I'm quite an immoral person, but if I got asked to do comedy in... I mean, I barely get asked to do comedy in London, right? But if I got asked to do comedy in... I wouldn't do comedy in Saudi Arabia. I wouldn't do it in Israel. I wouldn't do it in North Korea. I wouldn't do it in France, because I hate French.
Yeah, there's a pattern. Before you said France, there's a pattern in those countries that we all see.
Yeah.
Russia?
No, I wouldn't do it in Russia. Though we might just, like, arrest you. I wouldn't do it in Dubai either. I'd be scared I'd get caught with coke and get 50 years in prison. So, fair. Yeah.
So no, what's on the cards today?
You, horny lot at home. I thought I'd talk to more of you. I was, like, asking people, I was like, what guests do I want to get on? And people were saying... You know, there were some real people they wanted me to get on. But a lot of people said they like it when I just interview nutters. So that's what we're doing today. We are interviewing some more horny nutters and just trying to work out, like, what their kinks are, how they got into that. Like, what is the psychology behind that? Because as we know, I'm very well qualified psychologically to do anything, really. So we will...
And most importantly, you're not judgy. You don't kink shame.
I'm not judgy. Mostly. Yeah. People keep asking me, what's my kink? I've had people ask me that. And my kink is sex.
I would say, correct me if I'm wrong, surely you've got a little bit of exhibitionism in you because of what you do. I feel like everyone that does OnlyFans has that slight exhibition.
But I wouldn't get off on the idea that someone might accidentally be watching me have sex, like a neighbour through the window. Like, that would actually freak me out.
No, I suppose that, yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean...
I guess maybe, yeah, that's where the real exhibitionist kink comes from. Yeah. You want to be in a room getting fucked, but I don't know.
I don't think...
You're just super vanilla, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd...
The most boring...
I have a breeding kink.
Okay, that's quite popular, apparently.
Yeah.
Is it like this? I just want you to breathe really heavy. No, that was a joke. Tell us about your breathing.
No, yeah, I like the idea of being, like, cream-pied. Being like, I'm going to make you pregnant.
Yeah, I heard about that, and women do talk about it a lot. So do you like...
But I'm not on the pill, so I don't cream-pie. Oh, wow.
But do you like the role-play... talk around it,
yeah,
like, oh, I'm gonna put a baby in you, that type of shit. Okay, interesting.
But I don't know if that's whether I have a breeding kink or it's just that I just want someone to knock me down, you know, like I just want to, I'm just a deep loneliness. I'm just like, I just want someone to marry me. Like, I would be like, I would be very turned on if someone was like, oh, I love you and I want to marry you.
There's your kink.
that's my kink.
What's the name for that kink?
Yeah, goddamn.
Intimacy kink.
Yeah. Sad, isn't it? Right, what time is it?
It's now 4 minutes to one. I think we have a
scheduled call. In a bit, we're going to be calling a young gentleman who has a particular kink that he wants to discuss and what I want to hear about. But maybe in the comments down below, tell me what your kink is, you know? Are you deeply lonely? And looking for someone to... I mean, we're all deeply lonely, aren't we? No. We live in an individualist society that doesn't make room for community anymore, so...
Oh, wow, that's a whole different conversation. But also, you have to be be okay with your loneliness, be okay with your stillness, be okay with your alone time.
Yeah. That makes me think, right, I've been working on this joke and I can't get it to work, right? Okay, and it's a joke I do on stage. Okay, maybe you guys can feedback with me. And it's, so I talk about the fact that I do dick ratings. And I'm like, I find it really difficult to say, think of what to say in dick ratings sometimes. Which is not true, by the way, guys. Go get a dick rating. I will say lots. And I'm trying to, and I try and do a bit where I'm like talking about like cheating, sort of like in sociology essay. And I go, oh, you're, and I'll be like, oh yeah, sometimes I'll write this dick review. And I'll be like, wow. Like, I'm trying to think of stuff to say. That's how the joke is set up. And then I'll be like, oh, the way your dick is so hard kind of reminds me how hard it is to find community in a neoliberal society. But I'm like, is that... I feel like... Sometimes that punchline works, sometimes it falls flat.
I don't think everybody knows what neoliberal... is, but even if you don't know that word, you don't necessarily know that that's a big thing in society, and a lot of people don't want to acknowledge that that's a big thing in society.
So should I say something else? Should I say how hard it is to find
something like that's a bit more relatable, like how hard is it to find, you know, something to do with the housing crisis or the price of rent or something? I don't know, something that might people would relate to.
How hard it is, like, how hard it is to get a mortgage.
Yeah, or like keep it in the realm of like, you know, the broken system of the government, but something more relatable, like
how hard it is to get on the property ladder.
There you go, something along those lines. Yeah.
Maybe I'll try that. If that works better, I'll co-writer. Yeah. You're like, yeah, how hard your dick is reminds me, makes me think of how hard it is to get on.
Because chances are you're doing a comedy gig to 20s, 30s and 40s, and chances are 70% of that crowd are or have been looking for a house in the last little while. So it's all about being relatable.
But then does it make sense to say your dick is hard? Should I say something like your dick is crooked, like the crooked...
Okay, I think hard is the obvious one because hard dick is a dick. Yeah. And then obviously hard is anything that's difficult, but not just difficult, like... really inherently difficult, such as finally being able to get a mortgage or whatever.
Yeah.
So that could be anything. But then if you want to go niche beyond that, you could be like, if someone's dick is crooked or someone's dick is small or whatever. But hard is the obvious one. Hard is the first one, I'd say.
Yeah.
But then we're back to that conversation. Are you nice about the dicks or are you not nice about the dicks? And do men want...
I'm nice. It's got to be nice.
Some men don't want to be nice. Some men don't want you to be nice.
Yeah. But most want you to be like...
They just want a little, they're just paying for a little ego stroke, really, aren't they?
Yeah. And they want you to be like... Or they just want to show it to someone.
Well, yeah, I guess that, yeah. Show it
do
to
men some... not? Do men not show their penises to each other?
No. I'm sure some men do. I'm sure kind of non-straight men who are a little bit comfortable with being non-straight do. Mm. But for the most part, even if a man likes a bit of dick... Unless he's out, it's a shameful thing, so you can't, whatever. Mm. I'd say men definitely have a little cheeky look in locker rooms, but the fear is you get caught looking.
Have you ever been going for a wee and you look down and you're like, fuck?
Yeah.
Or are you very conscious to...
For the most part, we're all very conscious. Like, there's a kind of a running joke amongst men that when you're pissing, you just look straight. But I feel like... You're only gonna catch someone if they have a hog on them, because if you know, and then you go, oh.
And have you seen that before and been like, fuck?
I feel like I have maybe over the years, but not enough that I specifically remember that one thing. Yeah, but I'm sure bi and gay men might do a little cheeky like. But the fear is you do it at the wrong guy,
and then he gets you something.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like in a gay bar, I'm sure gay men do it all the time, but there's so much rampant homophobia out there that if you do it wrong, someone will want to fight you, and that's the toxic shit that we don't love.
If I was a man, I'd look all the time.
Because you're famously bisexual, apparently.
Yeah, I would just be like...
like make it obvious that you're looking. Well, then go to gay bars for that, apparently.
I'd be like, nice one, mate. But like, you grow that yourself. Yeah, I'd probably get beaten up if I was a man.
Also, don't forget, you're also looking at a guy peeing. That's not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah, and they're not floppy. Well, they are floppy, sorry, when they're... Yeah.
Unless the guy is like standing four foot away from the urinal.
Right, I want to know this. Okay. Do men, when you go for a number two...
Oh, God.
Do you, when you number one at the same time, do you get up and sit down, get up and sit down?
No, you have a sit down wee.
You have a sit down wee?
Of course you have a sit
down
wee.
Why don't you just sit down all the time then?
Some men apparently treat themselves to a sit down wee every now and then.
Do you?
Very rarely, but sometimes.
What? Why is that a treat?
Because you're getting a little rest.
Why wouldn't you just do that all the time, though?
Because you don't have to, and sometimes it's quick, pee, 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 you're back to work. Us men have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah.
We have a lot of responsibilities.
You're building the roads.
Yeah, we're all doing stuff. So
doing manual labour.
So I've been, like, out with people, or out on dates, usually with women, anytime I'm with a woman and I go for a quick pee, sometimes I come back and the comment is, that was really quick. I'm like... Well, it's dead in there. It's a urinal. I just got it out, peed, and I'm straight
it
back.
It actually annoys me so much that, because the way that women, one, we do biologically have to wee more, right, than men do. And we obviously have to sit in a cubicle, which kind of just, like, takes longer.
Yeah, but it's also...
So why... They should have more women's toilets than they do men's, but they never do. And no, that's why should. There's always a queue
and I think
for
it's,
the women's.
But it's even that, like... It's only realistically, it's only an extra 1 minute. But like, you go in, you close the door, you take your jacket off, you pull your pants down, you sit down, you take that like that. And but exponentially, that's like a whole minute or two. Whereas a guy can, I can pee in like 40 seconds.
Yeah, and then you got to think of all the women who are changing their tampons.
Well, yeah, then there's other stuff on top of that. Yeah, and then of course the women that go to the toilets together to make out and stuff. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then. That is an issue also with the gender-neutral toilets, right? With the cubicles. When you see a man queuing for the cubicle, you're like, well, you're either doing a shit or
you're doing coke.
Coke.
It's so obvious. And like,
and you're going to take a long time.
It's so obvious because even though everyone loves, lots of people love coke, some people are sort of against it. And you can tell if you hear someone sniffing coke in a toilet, you kind of roll your eyes and go, fucking cokeheads or whatever. But if you know someone's lying, like if a woman sees a man queuing up and she goes... He's definitely going to take a dump. I don't think she's going to be attracted to that man.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, I like the idea of gender neutral toilets. I like that it's a progressive thing in society, but it has its flaws.
It does. It does. It's not quite. And then.
Well, the women need a bit of
privacy. And then there's just an even longer. Because now they do it where they have the urinals and the cubicle. But then there's just an insane queue for the cubicles.
But there's also a whole thing where, like, where are the urinals? The urinals can't be in a gender neutral toilet because then.
Yeah.
Then women.
And it's just women who suffer because we just get the men then coming to make the line even longer.
But also, like, you know.
Just have it all cubicles and have loads of cubicles.
I think just have, yeah. Or, you know what they do at festivals?
Have one trough outside.
Not even a trough, but they have behind the toilets, they'll have like a urinal section.
Do you see they've got those troughs around like central London now for men to piss in?
In Soho, definitely. They've been
When
you say troughs, you mean the ones that go in a circle where there's five different
ones?
Yeah. A trough is just a one long one.
Yeah, technically. Trough sounds funny.
Fine. But yeah, they've had them in London for a while. Mm-hmm. If you got to go, you got
to
go.
Yeah. I guess it's probably to stop all the men that kept going like in alleyways or up on like, businesses. And
this is why, like, if you're in London and you want to pop into a bar to pee, you should just be allowed to pop into a bar to pee. Like, mostly you can. London is generally speaking fine. But if the only places around are, like, bouncers and you're like, I need
a
piss.
If you have IBS, you can have a card.
There is a card thing. That is a thing. But, like, obviously that's a thing with a medical thing and that's one thing. Mm. But generally speaking, if you have some drinks and you want to pee and that overwhelming, do you ever get that, like, thought where you're like, you have something to do or you're on the way to do something and you have to pee, but you're like, I need to pee so bad right now, I can't even think straight.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants that. So that's why the urinals are good. But they're quite open and, like, at the end
it's quite jarring. I was sort of walking along and I saw a man, like, it was just, like, in the afternoon. He was, like, in his business suit and just going to piss. And I was like, if I did that, if I just went and pissed, everyone would be like, it's not fair, is it, really?
No, it's a funny one because, yeah.
But I think the solution is to live in a world where women should be able to do that, not that men shouldn't be able to do that, do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
But it's more of a, you know, a woman, you can't look at it, you can't, if you see a woman peeing out the corner of your eye, it's really obvious and you might see her bits, whereas if you see a man peeing, chances are you're just looking at his back and you can't see his dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I guess there's a whole conversation to be had.
Sad times. Right.
I think it's time for this phone call.
Oh, God, yes, so it is.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Do you ever watch this podcast and think, God, I'd be a lot more interested in what she has to say if she was naked? Well, guess what? You can find me naked over on my OnlyFans. Yes, I am willing to do a lot of things for money. That's right. My OnlyFans is the only place where you can see explicit content of me and also talk to me directly in my DMs. I also have an Admire Me VIP, which you can also subscribe to. It's mostly the same content, but I also have a premium shop there where you can buy explicit videos of me without a subscription. And you can find both these websites at www.catbaker.co.uk, where you can find all your fapping needs. That's it. It's www.catbaker.co.uk. Right, so let's call this gentleman. Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Hello.
How are you? Are you okay?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not bad, thank you.
Right. So thank you for calling. So would you mind telling me what your fetish is?
Yeah, so I'm like into like humiliation and financial domination.
Yeah, but you buy particular images, right?
Yeah. What, yeah, pretty much. So.
What are they of?
Like pretty much anything, like bins or feet or armpits.
Bins. You buy photos of bins, right?
Yeah, like anything that they want to sell me.
Right. So, but do you request bin pictures?
Yeah, so, like, I'm privileged to... So, whatever the goddess wants to sell me, I will purchase it. So, if it's, like, pictures of bins or, like, pictures of shower holes or anything like that.
Wow. So, and so you don't get a choice in what type of bin it is. It's just they decide.
Yes, pretty much, yeah, like whatever the goddess decides, like, and I just pay and they laugh at me for it.
Right, okay. And at what point are you masturbating the whole time?
I'm in Chesity at the moment, so...
Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, so I've got like a metal cage around my penis.
Wow.
And I'm not allowed out unless whoever I'm speaking to allows me to.
And so have you got it on right now, right this minute?
Yeah.
And are you at work?
Yeah.
Well, wow. So you've got it just on under your work clothes?
Yeah.
How long have you had this one on for?
I've had this one on for about 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
Wow. Who is it that's put you in it?
So I just put myself in it, and then whoever I'm doing like sessions with, it's up to them if I'm getting released or not.
So, is there one particular person you're doing sessions with at the moment, or is it multiple?
No, so it's just I'm not owned or anything. So it's just like whoever at that time.
Oh, so when does this plan on? When will this come off?
So I'm pretty much in it like permanent. I just take it off if and when I'm allowed to.
Wow. Okay. And you can pee and stuff in it?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you get hard in it?
Well, I can't really, because obviously it's tight, but I do, it does get hard, but it's really sore.
Whoa. And, right, so when was the last time you came?
About 2 weeks ago.
So you came with it on?
No, so I was allowed out for like 10 minutes.
Okay. And have you got a small penis?
Yeah, it's tiny.
How big is it?
Probably about 3 inches hard.
Yeah, that is pretty small. I did talk to a gentleman the other day, though, that was 1.5 inches hard, so you're double the size of him. I will say that. That. But do you like to be humiliated for it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. That's like my biggest fetish.
Okay, so how long have you always liked to be humiliated for it? Or was that something you sort of learnt to love because it was small? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I feel like I've always kind of enjoyed humiliation. That's like kind of always been my most loved kind of kink and fetish. Mm-hmm. It kind of all stems from getting like rejected from girls and stuff when I was younger.
Right. How old are you?
So I'm like 38.
Okay. Have you had many girlfriends?
Not a lot, no.
Are you a virgin?
Well, I've had sex like twice in my life when I was really young, but it was, you know what it's like when you're young, it's not really, you don't really do it properly, do you?
Yeah. And do you want to have sex?
No, not really, no. I feel like I'm not, like, worthy. So I'd rather just, like, pay girls to go out on dates or shopping trips with, like, real men.
Huh. Like, you think... Do you deep down think you're not worthy, or is that, like, part of the fetish?
It's pretty much, like... Probably a bit of both. It kind of intensifies the fetish.
So you don't ever see a world where you would perhaps, I don't know, just like want to have a girlfriend?
I'd maybe like to have a girlfriend, yeah, but it would be more of a kind of like sub-dom relationship where I do all the cooking, the cleaning, and give them a credit card.
So would you like to be permanently owned?
Yeah, probably in a little while, yeah.
But do you like being sort of used by multiple different women, or would you like to be used by just the one?
Right now, I do enjoy getting used by multiple women, especially if they're like friends and they kind of laugh at me. But... maybe in the long term, I might like to be owned by someone, just themselves.
Right. And so, when you say you buy photos of things like bins, armpits, and feet, are you turned on by those things?
Well, I'm really turned on by, like, feet, but the other stuff is more... the fact that it's that ridiculous that the girl, like, is laughing.
Right. Being like, you are so pathetic, here's a photo of my bin.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And, oh, wow. And do you... when you say you like feet, right?
Yeah, I love feet, yeah.
Yeah. when you... is it feet in a particular situation, or is it feet anywhere? Like, if you're on the bus and you see a woman in sandals, would that turn you on?
Not really. I don't think it's not like it's not like that. It's more kind of to do with the attitude of the women as well as long with the feet, if you know what I mean. So like if they're kind of using my kind of foot fetish to like humiliate me, it's more to do with that fact.
Yeah, so it has to be in a sort of sexual scenario, not just like foot in general. So with like a bin, so have you wanked over a bin before?
Yeah, I've been made to before,
Like just the photo of a bin?
Yeah. But obviously what I'm thinking about is how the girl's reacting, like if she's kind of laughing and stuff. So obviously I'm wanking over the bin, but it's more to do with her laughing at me.
Okay, I see what you mean. So, can you remember, have you done it, wanked over several different types of bins?
Yeah, pretty much, just like house bins or even kind of outside bins and skips.
Yeah, that is quite a funny image. Yeah. To wank over a bin. Yeah, that is quite funny. Yeah. Yeah. So how much are you spending, like, do you think? Like, per month, what do you think?
Per month, maybe about £2,000.
Whoa.
Just on, like, kind of different stuff. Like, obviously pictures and that, but then just even just sending girls money for, like, no reason and stuff.
And how much do you earn?
Probably about, probably just over 4,000, so just about half my wage.
Half your wage. How much is your rent?
So, like, I leave myself, like, enough to pay my rent and, like, my bills and stuff, so I'm not, it's not, like, crazy, but... Yeah.
Wow, so you spend half your wages on, like, financial dominatrix?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so what, is there anything else that you ever buy for yourself, or is it just, you just spend your money on that?
No, I just go without so I can, like, send it to more girls.
Right. So is that, so do you feel, oh, so that's interesting, right? So when you're completely rinsed out, do you just feel turned on by that?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I love it. I just love knowing that they're out, like, kind of spending my money. And that I've kind of contributed to that.
Wow. So... let me think for a sec. So, how are you sending the money normally? Is it like PayPal or bank transfer or cash meets?
Yeah, so we usually do like PayPal or gift cards and stuff.
Do you ever do like face-to-face stuff?
No, I haven't ever done that.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, it would be something that I would, something that I would be interested in, yeah.
Like a cash meet or something? Cash point meet. Which is where, you go, you meet someone at a cash point and hand over cash. I do find it interesting, like, a lot of the people who are into financial dominatrix, like people who want to hand over their money, they never are people who earn like loads of money. You think it would be? Does tend to be people who don't have that much money like doing it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's more. Well, probably there'll probably be people that do earn money that do it as well. But I think you can be into it regardless how much you earn. It's just about how much you're given or what your budget is or if, like, the arrangement you have with these women.
Do you think that what you're getting from it is what you could get if you just, like, were in a relationship with a woman and you just, like, bought her nice things?
Probably not, because it would be like they were treating me as like an equal, but I would feel like I would like to be below them.
You like to be below them. So you like to be used and abused.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the only way you can see yourself enjoying being with a woman, do you think?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Interesting. So, and is this like in public or private?
No, so it's always pretty much in private. I'm not into like exposure or like blackmail or anything.
Yeah, like pu or public humiliation.
I would always like to keep it kind of private, between me and whoever is doing it.
And so, are you turned on by armpits?
Yeah, I do like armpits, to be fair, yeah.
Would you ever fuck an armpit?
If I was allowed to, yeah.
So you think you would feel if you were allowed to fuck an armpit? Because in some ways it would be slightly humiliating, but then also be a big treat for you. So how humiliating would it be if it was a treat, you know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It would be more good for me if like the women like wasn't interested at all. They were just kind of like laughing at me 'cause it, or like if they
If
were
they were like,
telling a friend about
yeah, or like scrolling TikTok while you were doing it.
yeah, of course, yeah. Just like
Being
kind of
like,
ignoring
yeah.
me.
Yeah, that would be funny. Yeah, because, yeah, they, yeah, because then I guess they could be like, you don't get to fuck my pussy. You can slide it in my armpit, but I'm busy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get on with what I need to do.
Yeah, especially if they were like messaging like other guys or something at the same time.
Oh yeah, and they could be like being like, you wouldn't believe what this loser's doing.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and does the thought of that turn you on?
Yeah, that drives me mental.
Nice. So when did you realize that you had a small penis? Do you remember?
Probably just obviously when maybe about 16 or something, and you start to realize what after you've gone through puberty and stuff, and it just wasn't growing.
Yeah. Do you ever wish it was bigger or do you like it being small?
No, I probably prefer it being small because it adds to the kind of humiliation side of things and makes me feel like kind of even smaller.
Do you think if you had a normal sized or one or a bigger than normal one, you wouldn't have a humiliation fetish, or would you still?
It's hard to say, but I don't th I think I would still enjoy it, I think. It's really hard to say though.
Yeah. Like, do you think you overall you're a guy who's like, because the way you talk, you don't sound that confident.
Yeah, no,
Do
I'm
you
not really.
think it's almost like, and do you think that unconfidence stems just from your penis, or do you think it's just who you are generally?
No, I think it's just who I am. I've been like this for about, well, since I was really young, so like 30 odd years. So it's just probably never going to change now.
Are you overweight as well? Or are you normal
Not,
weight?
no, not really. I'm just probably about normal weight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I thought maybe if you were fat, maybe that played into it.
Yeah. I'm pretty much, yeah, probably about normal weight.
How tall are you?
I'm about 6'1".
Oh, you're tall.
Yeah.
Tall with a small penis. That's interesting.
Exactly, yeah, so.
It's not common, is it?
No, I don't think so.
What size are your feet?
I'm a size 10.
You got big feet, right? 10's pretty big.
Yeah, everything else is about me is pretty big, I apart from a penis.
That's interesting. That's definitely an unusual combination. Size 10 feet, 6'1", but 3 inches hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it soft?
I'm not entirely sure. I've never measured it soft, but it's really small.
Yeah. So when you get cold, does it basically disappear?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
It goes inside me.
Wow. What, is it thick?
No, not really. It's probably like your pinky finger.
Fuck. Yeah, that is small. God. Yeah, I mean, so what if you were having a session with a woman and she was like, you're allowed to fuck me, would you do it?
I would do it if she asked me to, yeah, but I don't think that would, like, be my favourite, if you know what I mean? Mm. I'd rather not do it. I'd rather, like, eat her out or something.
You just want to give.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Do you like being, like, pegged or anything, or...?
I've never really tried it. I don't know if I'd like it that much, but I've never tried it.
Would you like to be a footstool?
Yeah, I'd love that, yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be your jam.
I seen your last video and I was actually so jealous.
Oh yes, you said in the message, yeah, you said you were, so that guy we had on the episode before and he was just lying on the floor and we had our feet on him. So yeah. You would like to do something like that?
Yeah, I'd love that, yeah.
Yeah. You ever thought about just going into IKEA and maybe asking women if they need a free footstool?
No, sounds like a good plan, no.
Could try that. Might get arrested, but... Could
banned from IKEA?
Yeah, it's not worth getting banned from IKEA from. They've got great, great hot dogs. yeah, so do you just see your future carrying on doing this stuff?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I've no real plans to change. Probably just keep doing this until I'm retired and can't do it anymore.
You into men at all?
No, not at all, really.
Do you like the idea of being, although maybe like watching her doing it with someone else?
I would like that, yeah. Or even being maybe... if they were, like, watching TV and I was, like, the footstool or something.
Oh. It's quite wholesome in a way, isn't it? Just being footstool while they watch TV.
Yeah.
Sort of like a family. With their human footstool.
Yeah. Or going on a date with them, but then I go up and get the bill afterwards.
What would happen if you started earning considerably more money?
I would probably spend a lot more, maybe, but I would still kind of keep it like half my wage.
So you would always just aim to spend like half?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Just so I can keep my head above board. I live in like a one-bedroom house and stuff, so I just want to continue to pay the rent and stuff, but as long as I can do that, I'd like to pay a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's good that you cap it at half.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get in at, like, you want to feel rinsed, but you don't want to get in yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, because exactly, then you can't keep giving your money to women.
100%, yeah.
So I hope you do earn more money so then more women can be treated by you.
Yeah, of course. I'd love that.
I forgot what I was going to ask. Have you got anything that you want to know? You want to ask me?
Would you ever let me send you money?
Of course. Yeah.
I'd love that.
Anytime. Send it to me right now.
Well, I could, once I'm by after my work, I could give you a message if you want.
Sounds good to me. Have you ever subscribed to my OnlyFans?
No, I've never done that before, no.
You don't subscribe to OnlyFans?
I've not really set up an account or subscribed or anyone, no.
So where do you find these women to give money to? Twitter?
Yeah, mostly just all on Twitter. I like to kind of, I like to send girls money that maybe don't even have, like maybe they've never done this before and stuff like that.
Oh, so you like to just send it to, say, like, as we would call civilian women, like just sort of...
Or like vanilla.
Oh, and what, why is that then? Why do you think you prefer that to, let's say, someone who's a professional findom?
Well, I do both, but I just like the idea of doing it to vanilla women because their reactions are like more organic. So like if they're kind of laughing at me, then you know they're actually laughing at you.
I see what you mean. They're generally like, what the fuck?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Huh. So you're one of those guys, because sometimes... Well, it's different for me, because I guess I am an OnlyFans creator, but I get messages from guys being like, can I send you money, goddess? But then they never follow through.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You see things like that all the time.
Do you follow through?
Of course I follow through, yeah.
Good. Don't like time wasters.
No, I hate time wasters.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're not going to waste my time, are you?
No, of course not. I tried to message you when I seen the footrest one, but it didn't let me. But I sent money to the woman that was on that podcast.
Miss Poison Candy.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She is. She definitely knows how to treat people like you correctly.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you would, if she invited you to be one of her footstools, would you do it?
Yeah, I would love to do that, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm hoping that can happen for you one day.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Right, well, this has been very enlightening for me. Have you got any other weird things that you're into that we haven't covered yet?
I don't think so, no.
No, we've pretty much... I mean, it's been good for me to get an insight into what these guys are like that often are sending DMs. But I have a feeling you're legit.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah, you send the money. You are dedicated to the cause.
Yeah, of course.
How much longer is this cage going to be on for then?
I'm not entirely sure. It's just whenever someone allows me to take it off.
But when you say someone allows you to take it off, are you asking to be released from it?
Yeah, so sometimes when I'm doing like a session with someone, mm-hmm. I'll ask them if I can like take it off.
Okay. Yeah.
And they either say no or they say yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd let you out.
I'd have to spend a lot of money, I think.
Yeah, you'd have to spend a lot of money for me to let you out. Yeah. So you better get saving.
Of course, yeah.
Right. Thank you so much for spending your time. giving us a bit of an insight into your world. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And thank you, and I will see you, your money in my bank account soon.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
All right, best of luck.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye. Do you ever think, God, I hope this podcast episode never ends? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to end, because I have a Patreon with hours and hours and hours more podcast content. Oh my God. That's right. I have solo episodes of me jabbering on my own, but then I also have exclusive interviews where we get even more in depth into juicy topics that I can't talk about here. It is well worth the £4 subscription. I am telling you, you need to head over there. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow. It really helps support this podcast because guess what? I'm not the most brand friendly person. A lot of brands don't want to sponsor me. The world, it wants to silence me, but I cannot be silenced over on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow. There we go. Well, that was enlightening. I think what I find interesting is, you know, people, there's always this like, thing of like, oh, men, it's men who are really dominant in real life that are all, you know, are the ones that go see dominatrix and yeah, like submissive. The I don't think man. That's fucking true at I all. Think I think my experience has been the men who like to be submissive are the men who've been...
The meek men.
Are the men who've been felt unconfident or been submissive their whole lives. And then the men who are quite dominant like to be dominant in the bedroom.
But you
well.
Know, you know as well as anyone, there's generalizations and stereotypes. And yes, they are real, but they're not always the case. And that,
yeah.
That
dominant but I man, think the vast majority of submissive men aren't dominant in real, like right. are submissive in real life. I know there, I think people... Like often it's the CEOs who are submissive. I'm not sure.
No,
I think
it's not always CEOs. The case. It feels like, maybe there are some, but like, no.
I think
it's not
the gen. I think generally it is how you are in real life is how you are.
Yeah, you're
in the
right,
bedroom it, normally. Yeah.
No, 100%.
Because he didn't. He doesn't sound like a dominant alpha male.
If women are attracted to dominant men, and if they see dominance in, like. Or just confidence and dominance in real life. They'll be like, oh, he's a bit of all right. I like, and then if they got him into bed and he's meek and submissive, they'll be like, that's not
yeah,
what I
I've never dated no. a guy who is kind of more submissive in real life and then he was dominant in bed. It's
no, I don't
been
think
how
it
ever aligned.
That yeah.
yeah.
It is an interesting one. Does that, you could write a whole novel on this, I'm sure, or a whole book on this, I'm sure people have.
Yeah.
But because you're not a big bad dom, I know you kind of play that card a little bit, but you're not really, it almost felt like you felt a bit, guilty if that guy was like, I'll send you money.
Yeah, I feel a bit, yeah, because I'm like, okay, I'm so, like, send me money, but I feel a bit like bad because I'm like, if he was someone who earned lots of money, I'd be like, yeah, send me loads of money.
But what if he subbed to your OnlyFans? So here's my interpretation, correct me if I'm wrong. In your head, you're like, you like OnlyFans subscribers because it's what you do, but you know deep down that you have stuff up there that's worth the money.
Yeah.
Whereas if they just randomly, blindly send you money and get nothing in return,
yeah.
you feel a bit guilty.
Yeah, exactly. But then he's technically getting something.
That's what I mean.
It,
he is
yeah.
he is actually getting something from it, yeah.
So.
But also, if he was like, I'm a millionaire, this is fine, it'd be easier.
Yeah.
Half his wages is wild.
Half his, I guess that's more, so who's that other guy we had on who's, one of my OnlyFans subscribers, he
was like
spent half his wages, but he earned a lot less. I think he earned like
it is
minimum
all relative.
Wage.
I think it's for anyone that's on a normal, modest wage, half is wild. But if you're like, you know, if you have 10 million quid and you spend half, you're not going to notice because you have more after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's spending. Yeah.
What's he say? He earns $4,000 a month?
Yeah. And then he's spending two. Like, I spend. $2,000 on like
trying to
rent and some bills.
But like, yeah.
He sounds like he's northern, so he probably isn't Scottish.
Yeah,
so
it's probably
he's not gonna spend him much.
Outside
on bills.
London, so rent is different. But it's also we were saying this last time. What was I gonna say? It's like what you spend on nights out or gigs or restaurants or food or your social life things. Whereas his quote unquote social life things is these interactions, which is kind of inherently sad when you think about it. Because, like, in theory, a lot of us are driven by sex or sexual things. And if you have a real kink, you're driven by the desire for that kink, but you want to kind of go out and spend the money in order to get that kink or get sex. But if the kink, if the kink itself is just sending the money, then it sort of scratches the itch without you having to do anything. But therefore, it ends up being kind of sad. Like, oh, he just sits at home sending money. Like he's
because it's tricky because it's like in kind of you because you think, oh, is someone happy doing that? But it's like they're happy in that they get a kink out of it and they enjoy it. But then also,
but they're lacking. They're not getting human. They're not getting real life human. Yeah, connection.
I'm like, would you feel like? Would you not also feel happy if you like joined a community group?
That or like, but yeah, somewhere know, somewhere or... in real life where you can have human connection, but you can also still do your thing.
Yeah,
it just it kind of boils down to that sort of not quite incel, but just a kind of lonely guy that like. That doesn't do anything, that doesn't have sex, that doesn't date. Like he says he dates women, but only to give them money.
Yes.
But so he's not expecting, like, any kind of, like, being a footstool isn't really a sexual act.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're literally just lying there with someone's feet on you. There's no sexual gratification from that.
And it's also like, and it comes with, it's like, does something like that need to be healed? Or is it like, just, or is something like that, it's just like,
I don't think healed is the right term. I think he can do his fetishes and live out his kink life, but it shouldn't detract from him going out with friends or meeting real life women or maybe having a life partner. And even if the life partner is a big bad dom, you still have to leave the house to meet said big bad dom in real life.
Yeah.
And I think the reality is a lot of these online doms never meet in real life, but there are some out there that do. And I'm not talking about escorting. I'm talking about, is there a world where he can meet a legitimate partner
who's a dom,
but like he pays her. And it's not about paying per session. It's just like, well, we're a couple now. You know?
Yeah, like almost like, you know, when you get those like sugar baby relationships, so like they genuinely are together, but they're legit for a financial tie.
But then that can kind of lead into like, well, we're life partners now and whatever. But like, feels like he's missing out on ever having that. But maybe I'm wrong. Interesting. I think we all just crave human connection, and sex and kink might be part of that, but he's chosen to just essentially be at home just sending money and like getting pictures of bins.
Anyway, guys, I've got some more horny people to call, and we are going to talk to them over on the Patreon. We've got some disgusting things to talk about, so I'm going to head off now. Make sure you subscribe to the Patreon, guys, where you can see more. Also, send me a message if you've got something weird you want to talk about on the podcast. You know, I'm allowing the people, the general audience, to be on the podcast now. You know, you haven't got to just be a porn star now or a comedian. You can be a general gooner, you know, just sat home wanking, and you could get featured. Don't worry, we can keep your name anonymous and all that. People won't know it's you. So yeah, I'll see you in the next one, guys. Bye.